58 course meal with a live band and a DJ and the best meal you can imagine. Well, let's read Luke chapter 10, verses 38 and to 42. And we can see that although that's a nice thought, right? It's a nice thought to have the party. But this scripture helps us to see what is truly important when we're offering hospitality. So that's Luke chapter 10, 38 to 42. It says, "Now, when they went on their way, he entered into a certain village. Here, a woman named Martha received him as a guest in her house. She also had a sister called Mary, who sat down at the feet of the Lord and kept listening to what he was saying. Martha, on the other hand, was distracted with attending to many duties. So she came to him and said, 'Lord, does it not matter to you that my sister has left me alone to attend to things? Tell her to come and help me.' In answer, the Lord said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you're anxious and disturbed about many things. A few things, though, are needed, or just one. For her part, Mary chose the good portion, and it will not be taken away from her.'" So what do we notice here? Well, Jesus counseled Martha to be concerned not about the elaborate meal preparation or the decorations, but to focus more on the spiritual portions, not to be distracted with all the material provisions. So what can we take from that? Well, when we're hosting an event, when we are offering hospitality, we need to be humble. We need to recognize that the important thing, it's the upbuilding association with our brothers and our sisters, not necessarily the food. The food's good, but the main point is it's the upbuilding association that we're going to have from being together. But on the other hand, we're encouraged to be generous, right? Again, we'll turn to the Bible. Notice this principle, Proverbs 3 and verse 27. Really briefly there, Proverbs 3, 27, it says, "Do not withhold good from those to whom you should give it if it's in your power to help." So again, the Bible is telling us, if we can help, do it. Be generous. Don't be cheap. Don't be stingy, especially if it's for our brothers and our sisters, right? Other opportunities for displaying hospitality. Let's look at a few. So like we mentioned, the natural disaster, and that was pretty bad. But what about sickness, disability? What if someone's not feeling well? Whatever is causing them distress and anxiety, if that's forcing them into a need, well, as a Christian, it makes us obligated. It makes us feel that urge to assist by providing real comfort, practical assistance, meals, accommodations, rides to the hospital, financial assistance. Like I said, it could be just a shoulder to cry on and a hug. But practical assistance, not just words of, "Oh, I hope you feel better." It's just not those words of consolation, but something that we can practically do to demonstrate that we care. Another way of extending hospitality is by providing meals for the visiting speaker or traveling overseer, because they too can use the encouragement of being received hospitable by getting hospitality. So how can we display hospitality? Well, within our congregation, there's a principle at Luke chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. And we can read that together. We'll see what that says there. Luke chapter 14, 13 and 14 says, notice it says, "But when you spread a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be happy, because they have nothing with which to repay you. For you'll be repaid in the resurrection of the righteous ones." What does that say? Well, in today's context, it just reminds us to favor the less fortunate. Don't always have your best friend over for a meal. It's nice, but branch out. Invite the poor ones, the elderly, the young shy ones, the awkward teenagers, the single parents. Spend time to get to know your brothers and sisters. Become aware of their needs, right? They too can use the encouragement. And with technology, we can do this virtually through our devices, through Zoom, FaceTime, WhatsApp. We can still reach out to one another just to check up on one another. We can text, we can call, we can send a card, drawings in the mail, all these different things just to encourage one another. So what else can we do in our congregation? Well, we know our service groups are virtual, and it gives us an encouraging opportunity to work with different ones in the ministry. But during the week, even if you're not planning on going out, make it a habit of showing up to the group. Stick around. Just listen to the encouraging comments from the brothers and sisters, to the material that's prepared, and just join in just for that 15 minutes of encouragement with your brothers and sisters. What else? Well, we can help new ones and visitors to the Kingdom Hall, or even virtually on Zoom, by greeting people, making them feel welcomed, and making them feel comfortable. Outside the congregation, well, there are many ways that we can be kind to strangers, but as witnesses, we know our primary way of doing that is through our ministry. We're not offering physical food, but spiritual food. And we're very generous with offering spiritual food. We're inviting people to come and share in life's happiness, providing for their spiritual needs. So we'll just look at some rewards from being hospitable. So when we're showing hospitality, it helps us to make friends, and it strengthens all friends. It inspires others to cultivate a spirit of generosity. Notice what a proverb says about being generous. Again, we'll turn to the Bible. Proverbs 11 and verse 25. We'll read that principle. It says, a generous person will prosper, and whoever refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So when we are hospitable, when we make others happy, we ourselves will be happy and will be refreshed. So today, everyone can use an occasion of encouragement, and hospitality helps us to accomplish this. It demonstrates our love for one another. It helps us to get to know our brothers and our sisters even better. It helps new ones to feel welcome. Hospitality shows love, and we know that love is an identifying part of Christianity. And like we saw earlier, it proves our faith, and it is a good work. So how do we apply this in our lives today? I know we mentioned a lot of stuff. We considered many biblical examples of hospitality. And remember, I asked you to do a lot of imagining, right? Put yourself in the shoes, sandals of a traveler in the desert on a hot day. And then I said, let's imagine being in ancient Jerusalem during the Pentecost 33. And I asked you, how would you feel if someone demonstrated love and they offered you kindness and they showed you hospitality? And how would that make you feel? And we all agreed that would be excellent. That would be exactly what you needed at that time. But for a moment, let's think about the contrast. What if no one invited you? What if nobody took you in? What if nobody ever greeted you? Or nobody remembered your name? What if nobody said hello to you? What would that do to you? What would that do to your faith, right? That would be very devastating. And I certainly hope that none of us here have ever had that experience. There's a quote I like to share from the March 2018 Watchtower, page 18, talking about hospitality. It says, do not hold back from offering hospitality. We will miss out on opportunities for delightful company and for many lasting friendships. Again, just encouraging us to look to offer hospitality, because it helps us to not miss out on that friendship, right? So let's look at one last scripture together. Again, we'll turn to our Bibles. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2. This talks based on this. Usually we do the main scripture first, but we're doing it last. Hebrews chapter 13 and 2. It mentions here, do not forget hospitality, for through it, some unknowingly entertained angels. And again, we're talking about Abraham and that example we saw at the beginning. So him offering hospitality, turns out he was entertaining angels. So very important lesson for us to always be prepared to share. So we're encouraged to not forget hospitality. the important takeaway for this discussion today, from all these examples we've seen, is that somebody, they took the initiative and they willingly demonstrated hospitality. And for that, they were rewarded and they were blessed. So can we imitate that? Can we take the initiative to be hospitable? Well, no doubt we are. And so may Jehovah continue to bless our efforts as we follow the course of hospitality, especially during the pandemic.